Tina Mita arises with Lotha only, or with Moha, or what?
Satsankarika.
Satsankarika. So
Lopa Satsankarika.
Prompted. Prompted. Lopa Mulya Chitta. Prompted.
And other. Or prompted. Tosa Mulya Chitta.
Tosa also?
Yeah.
Just weaker kind of.
Try to find example. Not necessary, as long as it's not Dhamma yet.
I somehow feel that, like Tinamita.
You call it, you name it, but do you know it?
Oh, I have a lot of it, so I should know.
Not just calling or naming.
No, but usually I don't like it, so I feel that I'm having it with dosa. But I have no idea, I cannot somehow imagine that I'm having it with lopa.
See, always I, that's the condition for uncomfortable feeling.
So does it mean that I'm clinging to my unpleasant sort of feeling? Feeling
anything.
No.
Just learn to understand that anything which appears must be conditioned to arise. No one can change that which has arisen. Just understanding. But if it's not wise enough, then there is I again, who try and try so much.
So in a sense, it's better just to be aware of them and then accept them as realities,
yeah.
Which is something we can't really comprehend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's ideal. Mm. How can there be understanding at such a moment? Mm. It depends on the development of understanding and the accumulation. When time comes, you can see anything can be object of right understanding. Otherwise, reality is passed without understanding. So many, in just a moment ago, see, if there is a moment of being aware and understanding, there can be the understanding that so many unknown reality when there's no sati and no understanding. Because it's just so very little, like a moment ago, see, seeing, thinking, sound. But when there is awareness, one learns to know that nothing there except that. Learn to attend or to be aware of just a reality, one reality at a time.
Well, this morning we were talking about one's health, yeah? And then everybody is not perfect. We suffer from one thing from another. Yeah? And when we have unpleasant sort of illness, but even unpleasant things associated with the health, yeah? Then we try to improve our health. Yeah? We'd like to have the utmost healthy state. Yeah? And then somehow we think that if we do certain things, we can improve our health with the idea of lots of self. Yeah? But I don't think that, I think that is very natural because we have so much clinging to ourselves.
Later
we
on,
like to be our
you see that it's not natural because the I is there who is directing. All the time, when it's unknown, you cannot see that it's directed by the idea of self or me. But later on, when panya developed more, then there can be the moment of seeing or understanding the difference between moment which is directed by the idea of self and that which just arises by conditions.
Yeah. Probably if there are more satis in our daily life, we can see more conditions which contribute to our ill health or...
That is the expectation.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But,
it's expectation.
But the understanding can see that there shouldn't be any expectation at all because at that moment it's still yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
More subtle.
More as understanding develops more, there can be understanding of the conditions that contribute to sickness and ill health. What do you mean by that? What kind of understanding? Understanding of what?
No, if one doesn't feel well, one somehow think in conventional terms, yeah, sort of what are really causing all these unhealthy states, yeah, then it's sort of a round of just one's own thinking about one's health.
Right, but, yeah. But you know, an Ayurveda expert, a doctor, who knows how to treat his health well, doesn't mean there's wisdom, right?
So we can don't know what kind of vipaka is going to arise, because we can try to be healthy, but maybe you live to 120 years old, maybe you could be excellent diet and always try to be healthy, but then maybe you get a disease and you can pass away.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened to a friend of mine. They both eat extremely careful about what they eat. Everything is totally healthy and they're totally vegetarian. Mm-hmm. They exercise every day, yet the husband ended up with had to have triple bypass surgery. They had to change the valve between the aorta and the heart. They had to have two more operations for the bone marrow in the ribs was bleeding, and I didn't know such a thing could happen. But anyway, you know, so he's undergone all this terrible trauma, yet he was one of the healthiest people that I knew, you know. I was so shocked. But that's true. We cannot tell the vipaka that's going to arise at what particular time.
I think that what you're saying, it's not a question of not taking the Ayurveda or other kind of medicine, but when there's the sort of story about me and my body and my health, usually there's an idea of self and body, and there is yoga and yoga at that time. Is that correct?
Yoga now.
Sachan, you talk about yoga, and apparently it has become a story about yoga and no understanding of the yoga now.
It's there.
Yeah.
All story about concerning self.
Yeah.
Because it's all forgetting about reality at this moment, even now.
Asava. Oka. And then yoga, see?
Instantly.
So when we say tinamida nivarana, is it always nivarana?
Because it's akusla, all kinds of akusla are nivarana.
All kinds
one
of
or the akusla. Other, yeah?
Nivarana. But when we differentiate between the five nivarana and...
It includes all akusala.
It includes
all vichikicca, tinamita.
Because they arise with all akusala, some of them arise with one akusala or the other.
It depends on what arises with what. Like tinamita arises with the sasankarika, prompted citta. All of them are now tinamita. Yes or no?
Very common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's just the story that we're into again and again when there's no banya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, Kevin. For example, when when he hears a good reminder from a chant, at that time the story stops for a moment. That's understand the story stops for a moment, and of course it's followed by another story.
Yes.
Otherwise one will underestimate Dhamma, that is easy, but it's not at all. Each word should be studied carefully and understand deeply too.
In conventional times, I think we are beings of habit. We somehow know that certain things are good, certain things are not good, even for our own selves, or even for developing Dhamma, Sangha. We still somehow fall into our daily routines and have sort of associated with our habitual behavior, yeah? And my point is, how can again self, sorry.
Yeah,
how can improve oneself is what I'm going to ask.
Yeah. So one can see the difference between ignorance and understanding.
Yeah.
And there's no how we.
I'd like to have a better person here.
It's
but
just,
that's the not the game.
It's just asava and oka and yoga.
And what is hiding behind, see?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good to ask the question because then it becomes apparent,
yeah.
Right? If one just keeps quiet and doesn't ask the question, it's not so apparent.
And we just don't talk in series about the akusala, because whatever appears now, we can talk about it.
Okay, Tinamita. The reason why I ask about Tinamita is that I have quite lots of it. I experience it quite a lot in my daily life. And one of
you
the
call it.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the reasons, in the conventional reason why I have this a lot is I eat a lot and I don't know. Indulging in food is not good. And when we read the Sutta, Dhamma, and they often say that we have to be more careful about how much food we intake. Yeah? But still it's sort of habitual thing, indulging.
Yeah, because the habitual thing is yoga. But it can be done only with right understanding. It's not you who choose to have such and such amount. But at that moment, it depends on panya.
Learned,
yeah.
All the teachings concerned with panya, only panya. No matter sila or sangvara.
And even if we don't eat a lot, still a lot of tinamida.
So if there is no panya, we do all these things, having less food, etc. We are doing it by with attachment to ourselves.
Can tinamida arise with the kusala which is prompted? No.
The question was, can tinamida arise?
With kusala, the prompted kusala.
That's the correct answer, not the one that was given a minute ago.
I misheard, I thought.
Right.
That's one of Ajahn's trick questions.
Yeah.
when speaking about Nivarana Dhamma, I think about the unwholesome Dhamma in Samatha.
Bhavana. Not just Samatha. Not whenever just it arises, it is Nivarana, hinders the Kusala, the arising of Kusala.
And Samatha, sometimes they use the Vitakka Vichara to
yeah,
be
but you see that Samatha means Kusala, calm, cannot be a Kusala. And when we just talk about vitakka, only vitakka itself, we don't talk about kusala and akusala because vitakka can arise with many cittas.
That again, we usually talk about nivarana in the context of samatha, but it's actually a kind of dhamma, a kusala dhamma, which can arise anytime. So when we only talk about it in terms of samatha, bhavana, it means we're not really talking about it as it is. We're just a story about Thinamida in the context of samatha, the story about samatha. So that's just more stories. Story about samatha, story about nivarana, but not understanding nivarana, not understanding Thinamida or as in any situation, any time. Why talk about it in the context of samatha, bhavana, when it's a reality? It only happens to be that in the development of samatha, bhavana, certain dhammas are considered hindrance. And these are the five.
Factors.
Five.
Factors for developing samatha. For example, vitakka.
Okay. That's
yeah.
Are you talking about the opposites? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kusala.
Kusala.
All kind of kusala.
All kind.
Mm-hmm.
But in samatha, in samatha bhavana, they use five factors.
Samatha bhavana is kusala, and
kusala.
The factors to attain samatha bhavana must be the vitakka vichara, piti, sukha, and ekakata of that degree.
And they just
about what?
These five factors. Yeah.
Yeah, because there are five factors for developing jhana.
Uh-huh.
As there are five for jhana development, there are potipakya tam 37 for for vipassana bhavana.
So vitakka and vichara, the first that are not needed.
And you compared them with the 37 foot?
No need to compare because we just talk about one reality at a time. Like we are going to talk about vitakka. What is it? How many cittas it arises with? For example, the 10 citta, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, do not have vitakka.
The rest have.
So there's a very, very various kind of vitakka after the 10 citta in the day. Usually, vitakka go astray all the time. See? So how can that moment be kusala? Or can it reach or attain the calmness to the degree of jhana? Impossible. So it depends on kusala vitakka, which can see the danger of having the sensuous objects as its object. Turn away from clinging to the sensuous object. Otherwise, in the day, it's not as calm as it should be when one develops samatha bhavana. So anyone who develops samatha bhavana, that person sees the danger of the sensuous object clinging to it. But today's people do not understand that samatha bhavana is just kusala, which developed to that degree of calmness. So they want to sit and concentrate on one object. And at that moment, no pariyatti, no understanding that it is akusala. So they are developing akusala with ignorance.
So the significance of vitakka in the development of samatha is that it conditions a lot of thinking with akusala?
Not thinking. Then? Because the understanding of the danger, and so it conditioned the moment of having that object with kusala. It depends on the object. For example, now, when we talk about the puttanusati or tammanusati without any understanding, it's akusala, just want to repeat without any understanding at all. But at any time when there is the understanding of the teachings and seeing the virtues of the Buddha, it's like puttanusati at that moment, thinking about him who taught us to understand this moment.
So what's the significance of vitakka at that moment?
Without vitakka, can
there cannot be.
For example, after seeing, vitakka arises with the sampatichanna. While the rupa hasn't fallen away yet, it's not like vitakka with kusala or akusala at all. It experiences only the same object as seeing. See, so there are many degrees of vitakka, no matter it's kusala or akusala in a day. That's why it's called the foot of the world.
And can we say, for example, in the development of samatha, when vitakka arises with understanding leading to the right object, then no opportunity for nivaranas to arise at that moment. But without vitakka leading the understanding to the object, then there cannot be any understanding or calm at all. So it has to lead the citta to the object at that moment.
Can we say the same thing for manasikara? Because if manasikara wasn't there, there wouldn't be also understanding.
Manasikara rises with every citta, but it has a different function. But it's vitakka that actually leads to the object. It leads to the object. That's why in the development of the Eightfold Path, it's the second factor. Without it, understanding cannot arise. Sorry?
That it touches the object. That's the other explanation.
Yes.
So it just touches the object.
Well, it leads the cheetah seekers, like the rudder of a boat.
Oh.
Pasa just contacts, but vitakka leads to the object.
Can there be any way to have vitakka as object now?
Can there vitakka as object? No.
See? So no matter how much we talk about it, it's not the moment of having vitakka as the object at all.
Well, I think I understand when you talk about in the context of what otherwise happens, vitakka leads to objects. Condition, I mean, thinking about akusala, thinking with akusala.
Or touch, keep on touching.
So it just depends how it's going to touch rightly or wrongly at each moment.
So what about pasa?
Pasa just contacts.
See? Yeah.
Depends on pasa, what object is experienced.
But doesn't be pasa, just contacts. Doesn't be.
Right.
And it depends on moment when it arises too, whether it leads or it touch.
I mean, that's what earlier I asked. Is it about because it is sort of keeps repeating thinking in terms of with kusala? I mean, thinking, and that's why it's significant, because the more thinking with kusala, that's how kusala can increase. But of course with Panya, there.
So it has to arise with Panya to for any development. Mm.
Because in Samatha, the object is always a concept. So, so we need thinking in terms of concepts. So thinking with metta, thinking with dosa, as against thinking with dosa.
So what I, like pasa, for example, arises with every citta, so even seeing or hearing, there has to be pasa contacting the object. But when vitaka arises as well, it leads to the particular object, so it has a different function of actually leading the cheetahs after seeing and hearing to that particular object, and in the
that
development
happens
of
in Sampirana and
Sampirana,
yeah,
Sampirana.
But that's not,
yeah,
that's not
no.
Yeah, that's why we can understand the function of touching and leading at different moments. For example, why vitaka touch the object, not lead the object after seeing is
because it's not the kusala or akusala.
Because you see that the object is still there. It hasn't fallen away yet.
Right.
So taka cannot do anything, cannot lead to other object. See? But it, since it does not see, so it can just touch the object for the jetasikas and citta to experience it with pasa. See, each jetasikas perform its function. Like pasa performs the function of pasa, and vitaka just touch it.
And is it also because once vitaka arises after mind or adverting, and it's not just one moment, it just, it has to continue many moments.
Mind or moment, you mean Manotvara Vashana?
Yeah.
Has vitaka too.
Yeah, and it has to happen many moments. And that's
also what happens many moments?
Well, the same object. It's not just one moment. If it's kusala, it's not just one moment. It's
seven
moments.
Seven?
Right. Is that the reason why we give significance to vitaka, because it's not just one moment? But because, I mean, vitaka is also just conditioned by pakatupanisyapata and like any other chetasika.
But if we think in terms of what about sati, see, it leads or it is aware, it depending on moment that we can understand that. Because you see, sometimes panya leads, sometimes this reality leads, but they all follow that which leads. And at moment when sati arises and it is aware, at that moment vitaka touch that object, that sati is aware. Follow sati.
So it's just playing a special role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when, for example, if we're talking about the Eightfold Path,
mm-hmm.
and usually you say, well, without vitaka, samasankapa, understanding cannot understand the
mm-hmm.
object because
yeah.
it leads understanding to the object,
or,
even though... Oh,
because it touches the object, that
mm-hmm.
panya can really understand
yeah.
that. Yeah. That's why
panya is the
it needs vitaka to
also
touch.
In that case, for example, panya is the leader,
mm-hmm.
and in some other case, vitaka might be the leader.
Lead not in the sense of leader,
mm-hmm.
just touch different object by conditions. For example,
that
if lopa is a condition, vitaka touch the object that lopa likes,
mm-hmm.
it cannot lead to
no.
other object which lopa does not like.
Seems to be the biggest leader.
I think it means like when they talk about it lead or guide, like a rudder, it just means it just helps direct, but it depends on lobha, but it without vitaka, then lobha cannot experience that object.
And I think that's why we talk about different aspects of each jetasika, like vitaka, because just this word it's not understandable. The other word might be helpful, but it depends on the understanding of what words which Buddha gave us to think about it, to really understanding it. Like vitaka, touch, see. But pasa, contact.
But I think that what it is helpful is just to appreciate how all the different citta seekers have to work together and along with citta in order for that moment of lobha or understanding to experience the object. It's not just a matter of lobha arising, but they have to all the citta seekers play their particular roles, and this is just the way to help detach from the idea of self that experiences or can choose to touch an object or something like that.
And especially when right understanding is there, pasa just touch. For panya to see clear.
Your question at the beginning, Jagrit, about was about vitaka and vichara as opposite of which nibbana?
It's just paritta in samatha. Yes. I can remember. So vitaka is opposite to tinamita.
Tinamita, yes.
And then they pair up five to five, but I cannot remember all.
Do you remember?
Just understand. Okay. Don't try so hard to get this or that. But whatever comes, or we can understand. Yeah, it's much better. Otherwise, we try to keep all words. What about the understanding?
And it becomes yoga.
Yeah, some like to arrange it in numbers. Yeah.
Well, I think that I would just understand that when there are weak, prompted akusala cittas with tina and mida, then there's no touching the object with kusala at all, so there's no calm at that moment. So no samasankapa performing any function.
And one always thinks about the tina, mida on just an aspect of it. What about other moment when one is not sleepy, not drowsy?
Hasn't eaten too much.
At what moment there can be tina mita, which differentiate the akusala to be prompted and unprompted. But before that, if there is no understanding of reality right now, it's impossible to know directly what we have heard before. But whenever what appears to the developed panya, we can say that exactly the same as one has heard before. Like all dharmas, all realities are not self. Panya begins to see with sati of each one at a time. When it's not at a time yet, one knows that it's not enough, because only that appear, just that moment, nothing else. So when there is no understanding of that very moment, it means that the development is not keen enough. And many people can say that what is real is Dhamma, see, but they don't know this moment.
What's the function of the vitaka? What's the function of that? They can give answers, but nothing, no understanding about the present moment. That's what I just realized, trying to work things out, but what about this moment? Trying to find an explanation, but no understanding.
Always be trapped.
That's the power of the ignorance.
Could you
say a little bit more about vitaka as the foot of the world.
Yeah. Keeps so on walking, going. Keeps on going. Or going, or anything, right. from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask about sanya. And as far as I know, there are two types of sanya. And one of them is more like a memory, yeah? Which is often called explicit memory. And the other one is what you said, chawak arom, or something like that? Chot arom.
Vitaka or
sanya? No, sanya.
Remember.
Marking.
Marking. So it's it's marking, yeah. So it's a marking of aramana, object, yeah. So can we say that these sanya, which marks our object, take place at the sense doors? Okay. Then, what is the function, or what are the functions of that sort of sanya? We can say that it marks an object, but it's not clear to me. What's the function? What the main sort of what is it doing?
Who do you see now?
Oh, I see.
Who?
Yeah. It's marking.
Marking?
But
and after that, you remember.
Does
that happen?
Not happen together, marking and remember?
This is the words. Just thinking about marking and thinking about memory, see. But reality performs its function. Instead of knowing the right word or how to know that this aspect or that aspect.
But then again, the text say, and we keep hearing that the sanya marks and it.
Yeah, when it marks, do you know? Does anyone know when it marks?
No, we don't know. But
okay, but now without our sanya, can there be thinking in words about what you are talking?
From theory, from the books, it's
not from
no.
The book. At any moment when there's thinking, is it not because of
no,
sanya?
There is sanya? There is sanya.
And not because of it?
If there's no sanya, she means.
Because you see that right understanding can see sanya, because there are five upadana khanda. There's always upadana of the rupa, of vedana, of sanya, of sankhara, and of vinyana. Instead of trying to think at moment of thinking, can there be the understanding that without sanya, such thinking cannot arise? It applies to any moment. Just learn to understand just right at that moment, and then the understanding would increase, and no doubt about the words, when it's time to really see it. But we have so many, many words for just one reality. If we try to understand, we miss the moment of understanding it as not self. And when there is the idea of self, it's impossible to understand even the words about it.
That's
interesting. When there's the idea of self, it's impossible to understand even the words.
Yeah.
That's saying that even parigati is a level of understanding.
Couldn't do any of that if there were no sanya.
Like when we were talking about karma, and we were saying, actually, if there's no understanding of reality, whatever words we hear about it, if it's not really if there's not really any understanding of dharmas as dharmas, then actually there can't be any understanding of what's said. like even when we hear Jim talking about Sanya, is this kind of an idea of my Sanya at that time, or what's my Sanya marking, then actually it's not understanding it at all. Tadal has more to say.
I'm a very slow learner, so I have to go step by step. Suppose that there were no Sanya, yeah, at the five sense doors, yeah? Then we want, what would appear if there were no Sanya? They won't any recognition of Betty or people or nothing.
Citta cannot arise.
Cannot arise without Sanya. Yeah, it's totally. So it's
it goes deeper.
With,
it seems like Sanya depends on Citta, but actually without Sanya, Citta cannot arise. For example, thinking, without Sanya, can Citta which think arise?
There won't be Bhavanga without Sanya.
No, there cannot be any marking of any object.
Nothing can arise. Nothing.
Then,
the question is hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. Okay. Then, can that kind of sanya, which marks object and which takes place?
No, it's marking.
Okay.
Unknowingly.
Yeah, unknowingly. Okay. I know. But can that kind of sanya become object of sati?
Anything can be object of understanding until there's no doubt about that very object, which is pure as not a reality.
But some things can be object of only of developed understanding, right? Not all.
You mean that who is developing or Panya can understand anything which appears.
So more dhammas can be understood by developed Panya than by weak Panya.
As what?
As they are.
What? They are what? They are what?
Dhammas are dhammas.
What dhamma?
What he means is, for example, passa or vitaka.
Right.
We think about it and we understand a little bit in theory, but because a characteristic doesn't appear, then actually it cannot be directly known now. But, for example,
seeing
the Buddha could appreciate, understood all these realities directly. This is why he taught about it. So I think he's referring to those dhammas which are not apparent now.
And that is Panya. So when we talk about Panya itself, it can understand anything which appears, otherwise it's not Panya.
Yeah.
If it does not appear,
it cannot be known.
Can Panya know it or understand it?
You can be wise thinking only.
Does not appear.
So?
Cannot be understood.
Mm-hmm. What appears?
Visible object.
So that can be understood. That's it?
Not yet.
But that can be object of understanding because it appears.
And I remember, I mentioned actually to the others, I remember one or two students of yours who left because they felt discouraged or they didn't agree that some dhammas such as passa cannot be directly known, but actually one can test it out at this moment whether it can be known, whether it appears, and of course the answer is no when we're honest.
I somehow guess that with certain level of sati and panya, I use one here, one can see sort of the difference between sanya, which takes place at the sense doors whose function is marking the object, and the sanya, or memory, which remember things. So there are two levels of sanya. And my point is that probably it's not too difficult to differentiate these two types of sanya. Is it true or not?
Two types of sanya?
Yeah, sanya which takes place, which whose function is marking object. The other one is sanya which remember things. So there, this is that personal problem.
I think that as much that one can understand is that there is sanya. Whenever there is memory or remember, recognize anything.
I think that even in the sense door process, if there isn't marking and remembering at each moment the visible object or the sound that appears, then there couldn't be subsequent thinking about the nimitta and upyanjana and the ideas and kunbeti. So there has to be marking and remembering each moment when it appears.
But I was a bit surprised with Kunsuchin's answer saying that sanya at the lower level, a sensuous level, yeah, if there were no sanya at that at these doorways, yeah, there won't be even citta.
No.
No, because sanya is because a universal chetasika.
Because of the conditions.
Just like if there isn't any pasa, there cannot be chitta. If there isn't a kagata, there cannot be chitta, because it needs those chittas at every moment, even the moment of seeing, to experience the object, to contact, to mark, to focus on the object.
I'd like to ask, go back to this, you know, the idea that pasa cannot be understood, but so then
cannot be directly
understood. Not directly understood. Yes. So it's understood how? How do we know that it's there? I mean,
what
do
you see now?
Yes, I mean, we understand it.
That is as much as one can, because the visible object
is kind of a theoretical understanding.
Because you see that how can visible object appear without pasa?
That's true. There has to be, but
since pasa,
level of understanding.
That's as much as we can understand. Mm-hmm. We have to assume that it's there because
but for example, when pointed out at that moment. You know, would you say no? They can be.
I think what Sukhita is saying, we don't assume anything because we're told, you know, that's not what the development path is about.
We just learn to consider what's right and what is not right.
That's all. But we cannot understand pasa.
No one can except Panya.
Well, I mean, what I mean is, if Panya does not understand, cannot understand this.
Panya can understand anything which appears, only when it appears.
Okay. But that's why I was questioning.
Now, whisper object appears, so Panya can understand whisper object, because pasa does not appear for Panya to understand it.
So it depends on the level of Panya as to, and the accumulations as to what appears. Now does pasa appear? But yet we know when we read the suttas about, for example, about how seeing can only experience visible object when there is the contacting of the object. There has to be the coming together of the seeing, the visible object, and the contact at that moment. So it makes sense, but actually...
pasa makes
sense.
The
visible object appears, seeing appears, but pasa, its characteristic, doesn't appear.
That's why some people say that, why I can't have such understanding to see that realities arise and fall away. Just learn to understand...
what appears.
Very little. Mm. How can there be such moment? See, we have questions about many things, but what appears? And without them, can there be this moment? We talk about pasa. Without pasa, there will never be seeing. See, but we keep on talking about many things without knowing what's behind. Citta and cetasikas arises and fall away.
Can I add one more question?
Two or three? Ten.
Recently, in your title, you said that there are three types of yoniso manasikara, and only one of them is cetasika. Mm-hmm. As far as I remember, you said so.
Yeah, because we are talking about the function of citta. And the function of avachana, see, what performs that function, avachana. Citta is the function of citta. So it is vitti patipataka manasikara. Without that particular citta, the vitti citta cannot arise. Because,
so that one is
So we are talking about kicca of citta. But it does mean that at that moment there is no manasikara, it's there. But the function of manasikara is not avachana. The function of citta is avachana. But it doesn't matter at all about the names. But we can see the different words in Pali, which means differently. And what is manodvara vachana? Is it different from panchadvara vachana? Yes or no, or what? This is the question.
Yeah, it's not easy to differentiate the mind from sense doors.
So, what is the function of manodvara vachana?
As far as I understand it, it changed to the mind when the processing of the mind started to take place.
It's the first citta
in
the mind process. And it has to be followed by kusala, akusala, or kriya citta only. That's why another word for it is javana patipadaka manasikara, which means only manodvara vachana citta, no matter to which doorway is. And it's now. It arises, falls away in split seconds, all of them. So one can see that how much to know about realities, otherwise it's impossible to eliminate the idea of self, little by little, from hearing, considering, which will condition moment of patipatti.
Is the processing at a given sense door, like seeing, or to be, it has it to be followed by mind door, or my question is, like seeing and hearing and mind door, or seeing, touching, and mind door, or each so the seeing mind door and touching mind door. Mean that each sensuous processing at sense door should be followed by
must be.
Okay.
But as sometimes does the shorter sense door processes, is that followed by mind?
It depends on the rupa.
Depends on the
whether it's time to follow away.
But there must be mind door.
Whether it's short or long, sense door process must be followed.
Except when it is vottapana vara, no chavana at all.
No mind. It can be followed by sense door.
Because after Manotuvara Vachana, there must be Javana. But when there is no Javana in the sense of process, then mind cannot just experience anything. Yeah.
So but it can be another sense door at that time?
But I think that it's not time, or we cannot know, or we shouldn't think about it, because you see that just keep on climbing to different words.
Yeah, it's just different
words.
We
can say that sense door process must be followed by mind or process.
And the more we read Tipitaka and the commentary, we can see different commentators. Different idea. Yeah.
Who knows? I think basically the mind of falling sense door is the mind door must experience the same object. So if it's Votapona, means that the rupa is not being experienced anyway, so it's not important.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
How can there be Javana as the mind door? Yeah. Because there's no Javana of the sense door.
Very exceptional. Jeez. I have a question from a friend on DSG, and I think it touches on a point that Tadao brought up on Saturday, so he may appreciate it. This is in quotes, the question, what is the supporting or conditioning relationship of metta, sila, dana, jhana, and other kusala factors in the development of panya or vipassana, if any? What is their relation to the path?
Can avijja experienced reality with right understanding?
No.
That's the answer.
Well, his question is, he's talking about other kinds of kusala.
All kinds.
Mm-hmm. So
no selection.
No.
So what's the answer? How does other kind of kusala help in the development of
panya?
Right understanding? Yeah.
So you mean that we do not need any wholesome moment or deeds at all, just have right understanding possible?
I don't think it happens like that. If there's right understanding, there must be also other kusala being developed.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is the kusala that's developed more the result of the panya being developed, or is it a condition for the panya to be developed?
What can clean the mind?
Panya, I would say.
And kusala?
All kusala. But we were also saying, for example, on Saturday, that mm-hmm. other kinds of kusala that
without panya.
Without panya, that are not the path, are actually mm-hmm. just building bricks. So in that sense, in what way...
Maybe white bricks and black bricks.
In other words...
And building bricks is in Atasalini.
Yes.
Commentary.
Yes. We appreciate that. And in the quote, it makes it very clear that even the development of samatha and jhana is building bricks in samsara. So the question is, what is the supporting or conditioning relationship of these other kinds of kusala that are building bricks in the development of vipassana?
White brick?
Right. Because not harmful like a bija and a kusala mm-hmm. maybe.
As long as there is ignorance, it still keep on building.
So even a moment of low level of understanding, Sutta Maya Pandya, Chinta Maya Pandya, it's still building bricks, no?
I think that it's not enough to break to all the wall.
If it's not direct understanding, it's not the person in reality.
We are studying words. And it hinders the development of right understanding, direct awareness. It keeps on as yoga behind all the time. until nothing is worthwhile as understanding whatever appears. Vitaka is the foot. Step away from this moment.
So we can just say all kinds of kusala are a support in the sense of purifying the mind.
In other words, when there is panya, can there be the building of akusala as before? Because panya knows what's right and what's benefit. So panya will lead to kusala at any moment in life. That is parihariya panya. Lead to any moment.
What is it?
Parihariya panya. It doesn't live alone.
Mm-hmm.
It performs the function of leading to kusala. So there's more kusala and kusala and kusala. So that panya can understand reality, because the citta, which is so very dirty and stained with akusala, is clearer and clearer. Less avicca, so it can understand better.
Leading to more kusala, more kinds, depending on accumulation.
And that is panya.
So it's only panya that conditions less avicca. And
anytime when it arises.
Other levels of kusala don't do that.
Anytime it arises.
Anytime it arises.
Mm-hmm.
So other kusala does not help, does not lead to less avicca. It's just that moment there's no
with
avicca.
With apanya, nothing can erase or eliminate.
But we could say when other kinds of kusala arise, for example, when there is dana or sila, even though there's no panya, at least the avijja is not being accumulated. That's
not accumulating more at that moment. Is that right? Not accumulating more at that moment.
So in that sense,
but not being clean either.
It's clean at that moment, but it's not. It's not any development. It's
not.
But we could can we just say it's a support, because it prevents the dirty mind at that time. There's no akusala at that moment.
And panya will lead to understanding whatever appears now.
In that sense, see the benefit of any kind of kusala.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who ask that question, I don't know who it came from, tend to think that the way to develop panya is to develop other kinds of kusala first. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for some kind of
support,
specific connection between dana and panya.
Because they have the idea that sila has to develop first before panya, or there has to be jhana first in order for satipatthana to develop. So they're looking to hear that there must be good sila, or the development of calm, in order for the vipassana and jhanas to develop.
So Jan, we could say that all forms of kusala support panya, but only
when there is right understanding.
Not when there's the belief that the kusala must be developed first.
That is wrong understanding.
Together with that, there's the idea that if kusala, if panya is being developed, if awareness is being developed, then there must be more of the other kinds of kusala
What about the person who read the Abhidhamma and think that they understand Abhidhamma? They go wrong.
That's holding the snake by the wrong end. Mm.
They try to have sila and samadhi and think that that's panya, which is developing. Still thinking about bricks. Some people read about snake and the whole week just about snake and things like that. And monkey. Not just one week, sometimes 1 month about monkeys. See, vitaka, keep away, walk away. Right. Each word is very valuable to really understand, like yoga.
So we can say that all kinds of kusala support when there's right understanding of them as just dharmas. Mm-hmm.
Because you see that they think they need kusala. What about understanding? They don't mind about understanding.
Yeah.
Just want to be.
They don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's wanting to. It's being a good person first. Mm-hmm. And putting off again. Okay, develop good sila first and put off understanding of anatta. Yeah.
And when we say yoga, yoga, they don't understand.
Just like us.
Not just like, we are like them sometimes.
So, basically, when we say, when we perform good deeds, it's better to have idea. Sorry.
Again.
No, I know that.
Better
to have the idea that there is no self. It's just conditioned, isn't it? Because I have to use English. I'm English. It's like this. You need a subject. Okay, use Japanese.
Try to have excuse. Language excuse.
No, the point is that there ought to be awareness. When there is awareness, then awareness tells you that.
What she's saying is, as soon as there's an idea there ought to be or there better be, it's like like setting a rule.
No.
Not in English. No. It's setting a rule.
Okay, when there is awareness, the awareness knows that it's not self. It's just
you blame English when you have wrong understanding.
Well, it's setting those rules be related to Sila Vataparamasa. Yeah. Say, if you say, oh, this thing has to be developed first, that one second, that third, isn't that related to...
It is silapata.
Yes,
when one is doing.
Even at this level, trying to come to a conclusion about something, even though at that time there's no...
Because what can eradicate silapata pramasa?
Sotapatimanga.
See? When it hasn't arisen yet. It's there.
Always, it's still, even though the one's not physically doing anything, it's an idea of doing something in one's mind.
At point trying to know it, it's sila pata pramasa.
Even at the moment of creating the rule, coming up with a conclusion,
it
has to be like this, or it has to be like that.
It indicates that there's no understanding of Dhamma as anatta.
And that's the point. There's no understanding at that moment.
I think Sila Pata Paramasa apply to somebody who do good things or who sort of engage in rites and rituals, yeah, without understanding the significance of doing these things. And
it's part of it.
Yeah, and then there are a group of people who know that there are sila and there are sort of rites and rituals, but clear understanding that just performing rites and rituals is not sort of real aim. A real aim is sort of appreciate the quality of these deeds. For example, like giving an arm to monks. Yeah? Some people just give and then just pray for something. Yeah? For winning a lottery, yeah? That is pure sila of Pata Paramasa. If you give some alms to monks, then you have a clear idea that this is good. All I did is just giving a monk an arm, and then that's it. No expectation. From outside, you can't tell whether one is doing something based on sila Pata Paramasa or not.
What about trying to understand visible object, trying to catch visible object, is that sila pata paramasa?
Trying to understand visible object, not concentrate on visible object.
It would be better if there's awareness now of pasa. Yeah, it's sila pata paramasa, because it's trying to do something. Yeah.
I mean, sila bhatta paramasa is anything, it comes from self.
Michcha titi. Yeah, sankaya titi. Any path which is not the right path is sila bhatta paramasa.
So, trying to catch reality, trying to understand, is wrong practice.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, sila bhatta paramasa.
Yeah. That's why the Sotapattimagga can eradicate it. No more sila pata paramasa. Conditioned by titi. Titanusaya.
And ditasava, so we know mm-hmm. it can be very subtle that isn't even apparent. So, let alone when it's ditti as an ogre or yoga, but we know that it can be as an asava, not apparent at all, so it's very common in the day.
And when that ditti is strong, then it becomes like going to retreats and or doing that.
Yeah, different hands.
And Panya has to know it, otherwise no eradication of it.
But for instance, giving, yeah? If one gives something with the idea that eventually I'll get a good result, yeah? So somehow, yeah, clinging to one's result of one's good deed, yeah? If one performs some kind of giving, is it a type of sila?
No need to cling, because there must be result.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But somehow
why cling?
It yeah, comes, yeah, it's,
it
yeah,
comes
yeah, yeah,
by
yeah,
conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering about what I pointed out to Kevin. Like on the van from Bangkok to here yesterday, at one point I noticed Kevin, I didn't see the statue. I assume you passed a temple or a statue, and then you were doing that. And I was telling Kevin that looked like wrong practice, rites and rituals to me.
It depends on citta at that very moment.
And that's what was his answer.
Yeah.
That's what was his answer.
But you have to do that many, many times a day. Because so many temples. And when you go inside the temple, you have to do that again and again and again. Yeah.
No, in his case, it was like the car was moving so fast, and he had to like.
And what is the best thing to do? Not just paying homage, understanding.
No, that's what we talk later, and we agree that when there's understanding, appreciation of the present moment, of understanding the present moment, that's when we respect the Buddha most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he understands that. But I was thinking, was that the influence of his Mahayana? Because Mahayana do a lot of...
Have you studied Mahayana before? Have you studied Mahayana before?
A little bit, I used to, yeah.
When he was in Bangkok last time, and he studied with you, and then when he went back to America for a while, he became very interested in Mahayana and Tibetan teachings, and then when he came back here, still interested, but now he appreciates that it's just thinking about concepts, and he's not so interested anymore.
You know Kuan Yin?
Tibetan Buddhism, no Kuan Yin.
Alokiteshvara. Alokiteshvara.
Teshvara.
Chenrezig.
Teshvara.
Same, but different. But it's, yeah. I have no interest, really.
Yeah, they got white tower,
green
tower.
You say you have no interest, but it seems to me that there must be, because I think it's at least the second time that you've had a strong interest.
Oh, yes. No, I did. I did. But then I...
So...
I did.
It's a strange... phenomenon that he can be really interested in what we're discussing, and then go back to wherever, and then take up a strong interest in Mahayana.
Well, we don't know. There has to be conditions for him to realize perhaps certain understandings. So there was that detour. So
it's just wrong.
In which allowed him then to have an understanding to come back to.
Can we say, Ajahn, that when the Satchinyana is not really, really firm enough...
It's not Satchinyana from the very beginning.
Yeah, so when it's not until that level, until it's firm, then we'll
it's
always
not
be
moved.
Following away to other ideas and practices.
If not in this lifetime, in the future lifetime.
Yeah. That's why it has to develop, and why one has to hear so much.
Just wrong view. Thinking. It just takes many different forms, you know. Then I started to believe the philosophy, the Madhyamaka philosophy, but then I realized it's just thinking. It's not about the moment. So at that time, there was Panya that was able to understand that, but at the other moments before that, there wasn't.
The other thing that Kevin is famous for is that he believed he was enlightened. Is that right? Am I right?
Well,
I don't know
about all this declared. I had some wrong ideas.
Wrong idea.
Yeah,
so that's
wrong.
A very
wrong.
Significant step
that
you realize that it was wrong.
Yeah,
completely wrong.
I
had some experience. I'll just say I had some experiences. Maybe it was. Maybe a moment of satipatthana or something, or maybe not, but some experience, and that I mistook it there, and there was ignorance. That's all. So,
because of previous accumulation of understanding what is what, anything which happens and there is no understanding, that's not true. It's fake. Because of no understanding, Adam.
Kevin is very honest about it, but it's actually, and I think the reason it's being brought up is because actually it's quite a common phenomenon for people to, and usually it's especially meditators, to think they have various kinds of attainments, and it's a real hindrance to hearing the teachings because
That's
they think that they don't need to hear or that they have more wisdom than others because of it. And we meet many people who have similar ideas. Even people,
even non-meditators, even people who have listened to you quite a lot, like you said last time about,
you know, even people who've heard you a lot think they have attained jhanas or something, and it causes a lot of difficulty in life.
Yeah, but one can see the difference between ignorance and right understanding. Mm. At that moment, no matter what is happening, no understanding, so it cannot be right. It has to be wrong. But whatever happens, even that, there can be understanding of that moment as just what is what.
Yes.
That is right understanding. Yes. One is not trapped.
Yes, by that way of thinking. And
accumulation.
I think that any time we can develop any kind of views and not understand.
That's it. When I hear you, I say, well, if it can happen to me, maybe... Who knows, in this lifetime I might say I'm enlightened.
Any kind of view. It's just another idea.
I think that not many people who know the differences between this, the wrong view and the right view, so they can save themselves from clinging to such happenings.
No, I was just thinking... it doesn't have to be meditators or even reference to attainments. Just that person who you mentioned earlier about when he or she heard that Achan said that pasa cannot be known. And even there, it's probably based on thinking that
they know
pasa.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the clinging to that result.
Mm.
And if I would add, cannot be known when it does not appear.
I think that people may talk themselves into believing that it does appear and it is known.
Right.
So yeah. Right. But what appears now, pasa, a visible object? Mm. See?
But it takes right understanding of visible object to know that it is visible object that appears rather than pasa.
I think there are two factors which make them to think that way. One is very strong notion of self. Self is trying to do something. The second one is result. Very strong attachment to result.
Very strong attachment.
Yeah.
Why wanting to have strange happenings?
Mm.
It happens all the time.
Mm.
In dreams.
Yeah.
See? So strange.
Level of ignorance is in general so strong that we can mistake, just misunderstand things, experiences, and then that's natural. That's
why I've been thinking that there's any one of us should feel more grateful to than you. And for many lifetimes to come and many lifetimes in the past. Because I don't believe there's anyone who has explained the Dhamma as well as you and had so much patience. And especially if we hear this, I mean, if we read the suttas, we wouldn't understand on our own.
And it might be you, one life, we don't know.
Mm.
Well, at least some aeons in the future.
By conditions, there's no one at all.
Can I just add what you said? Because last time when I was here, you said that sutta, when you read the sutta, then you will see satipatthana at every word and every phrase and every passage. If we do not have that kind of understanding, it's so hard to understand suttas, because then everything is almost like a sort of self is trying to do something. And
yeah, because it's now. See, whenever sati arises, it is aware, and it begins to understand just a reality, and it knows that without awareness, it's gone, without understanding. No matter parsa or whatever, we are talking about. They can be object of understanding. No selection. No I who select to understand this or that or try so hard to have that as object. Because it's all the teachings of the Buddhas lead to non-attachment.
And actually, whether one is reading a sutta or reading the newspaper or reading a magazine or watching TV, actually it's the same. It's just conditioned dharma. So the more understanding there is that there are just conditioned dharmas, then it whatever one reads, it's actually about just that.
It's now and here.
Just now.
The point I'd like to make is that just by reading suttas, one cannot get that idea.
No, exactly.
It's so hard.
One has to have heard a lot to know that even while reading newspapers, just different dharmas, that's all.
And in our case, we need to hear in that life. And it would take many, many lifetimes before, without being reminded, we can open the Tipitaka and have the understanding reading the Tipitaka, the suttas. We need the commentaries. We need the commentaries and the commentaries of commentaries. You know.
More details. And teachers that understand, wise friends who understand Dhamma.
And when any strange happenings arise, Panya knows it as what reality is there. See, otherwise there's no way to get rid of the idea and strange happenings as how and why. Just a moment of experiencing and Panya knows what is that. No self, no one. So what is it?
Asubha. In which the strange happening is asubha and dukkha. And so if it's really Panya, then there shouldn't be any fascination with the strange happening.
It's strange when it's different from daily life. But everything must be nama arupa. The mara, the kilesa mara, cannot do anything to Panya.
The point is, I think that in these situations that maybe the strange happenings, it doesn't seem strange because they think that
it's strange from usual.
Something
right?
Different from usual.
Mm-hmm. And one is so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what at all.
It's like watching a magician. It's just a story.
Mm-hmm. And Jitta is much more than the
right.
Expert magician.
Right. And there's no the wonderment about Jitta. Mm-hmm. There's no...
Back to what we were talking about so many times today about asavas, ogas and yogas. And we've talked quite a bit about Kamasava and also Ditti and also Avijja. What about Bhavasava, the subtle clinging to becoming and as an ogre and a yoga? Could you say a little bit more about now Bhavasava, Bhava, ogre, Bhava, Bhava yoga?
Yeah. What is the first process in life after rebirth consciousness and Bhavanga?
Attachment.
To what?
Attachment to being.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah.
It's not to sensuous object?
No.
Yeah.
Just to being.
Mm-hmm.
And but what about now? Because usually it's attachment
now
to sensuous.
It's attachment to sensuous
object,
so it
yes.
doesn't appear.
So it doesn't appear.
Yeah.
So what about Bhavoga and as an ogre and a yoga?
The same as asava.
But you mean only at the beginning of life?
Because you see that the first process in life is not the kamasava.
No.
but it's Prawa.
Yes. Okay. But
but in life, which is full of sensuous object, what appears?
Usually the sensuous object.
And at that moment, it does mean that there is no bhava at all,
no.
clinging. But clinging to the bhava of karma, of sensuous object. But when there's no clinging to sensuous object, it's clear to see that the bhava is not for the sensuous object.
So because when it's an ogre or yoga, then it should be more apparent. So
it depends.
It depends.
This is only expectation about that which hasn't happened yet.
So when it's the clinging that is not to sensuous object, just to being. And I think
I think that the more we understand reality, the more we don't mind about the words like that. Because what should be developed is the understanding. And then there can be more conditions for right awareness.
Because usually, like now, there's always clinging to another moment of experiencing, but usually it's to another moment of experiencing sensuous object.
Or wanting to know.
Just wanting to know.
Because you see that no matter how much one would like to understand the words, it keeps on going to other word and other word. It leads one away from
what
this moment. That's why the more there is the understanding of what should be developed is now. We don't mind about what it's called or whether it is Potipakkhiya Dhamma or not. But right understanding of that which appears is time. To understand. That's why.
Reason, yeah. One reason I asked is because people often talk about clinging to becoming and bhava.
They just
in
want
terms
to understand the word.
Like they think about, oh, clinging to new life, but actually it's even now just to experience.
They want to understand the term, the word, but not. What appears now?
Because they
will
think of it as something like a, to another moment in next life, but actually it's much more about this moment, I think.
So one can see the doubt, vichikicca, but as me, not as a Dhamma. And that should be object of awareness so that Panya can know that even right then, no self. So much to understand.
I have a question about Patisanticitta. Like, to be born as a human, it's a result of good deed, And then, at the moment of Patisanticitta, I'm wondering whether that particular karma which caused a particular Patisanticitta arise on this earth, can we say earth, already has the time limit in it or not? So, at the moment of Patisanticitta, does it tell that this person will live until 70 or only 45 or not?
You see that citta accumulates kusala kama, akusala kama, and kilesa, and also vipaka is kept until it time comes to arise. But you see that we now have kusala cittas, kusala kama. What about the other kama which is there in citta? So the patisanticitta, another word is ayuhana, which means collects the kama which can produce result in that particular life. Differently from moment to moment.
So it means that there is no predetermined length of lifespan. Okay, it's what I would.
I mean, not due to karma, at least. I think there are many conditions.
Many conditions, okay.
For example, why some insects live only one day, many conditions.
Did you say the... When it refers to ayuhana, that it just refers to the karma that collects just in this life, which can bring result in this life?
There is the collection or accumulation of all kilesa, kama, and vipaka to be conditioned to arise. Mm-hmm. But what about the result of particular kama? Because there are many kusala kama.
Yes.
Which one will condition the rebirth consciousness?
Yeah.
And what about the other kama, which is accumulated in that paticca?
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to arise when time comes, but the patisanthacitta collects all the kama, which can produce result in that life.
In that same
the
life.
Other kama is left for
yeah.
other life.
Right. Okay.
That's why people have different vitijitta all the time.
Because whenever I'm in Ayutthaya, I think about Kungalan, and I think, why should he pass away so quickly? So it's
no more Alan.
Oh, yeah, no more Alan.
No more Alan.
It's only life.
Yeah, only in this life.
Yeah.
Tada, it's only in this life.
Yeah.
You'll be a different person next life.
Something when we had a Dhamma discussion in Australia, and Al came to join us, and she brought her children and their friends, and something she's repeated several times when Ivan died, she said, oh, what she found most helpful was when you said to her, oh, if she's sad and she cries now, how will Ivan think, and Ivan will be grieving about it. And it sounds so strange to me because no more Ivan. So I don't know if there was some misunderstanding or
okay.
what
Okay, no more your previous life, when
no.
you were born human being.
Yes.
But when you were born in Deva or other plane.
No, another, no more.
You cannot recognize anyone at all in this world. Because it's not being born in the womb, it's just sudden or
we don't.
Opapadika.
Oh, yes, so possible.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. possible. If it's in the Deva realm, yeah.
yeah.
Because spontaneous births,
mm-hmm.
so can remember. It's true. But actually, not Ivan, but that Deva or.
But remember, one
can remember.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I think just some particular realms that can remember.
But one thing which always bothers me that here in Tadao, yeah, in this world, next life, we are, I do not know where I go, yeah, but to the hills many, many times, but eventually I'll be reborn as a human. Yeah. But at that time, I'm not Tadao. Yeah. Why do I have to do good deeds for him, who
for
I'm
him.
Not related at all?
Are you studying for him? For
and where were you then?
Yeah, exactly.
Where were you? So
yeah.
it passed on to that
yeah.
strange
yeah.
person.
Ajahn, the dying consciousness is vipaka citta?
Exactly the same as patisanti citta and bhavanga citta.
They have the same object.
And jetasikas, everything exactly the same, but performs different function. Because the first moment performs the function is succeeded from previous or the jutti-citta of previous life. And Bhavanga does not perform that function of patisanti-citta. So patisanti-citta is the function between the jutti-citta and Bhavanga. And Bhavanga performs a function between patisanti-citta and jutti-citta.
Does the Bhavanga actually have the okay, has that vipaka as its
because object? It's the resultant of the same karma.
Right.
Okay. It cannot be changed.
It is the vipaka citta. So
it is the vipaka
citta.
It is the vipaka citta. I just wasn't clear
the object
about
is unknown.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What is object of previous moment?
Who can know?
So, what is the object of previous life before death? Or the death consciousness, see? Even the object of previous moment is unknown. And when it's for Vipaka, can it be known? even it's known in the previous moment, but it's not known now.
Because hardness often come up as a topic in your Thai sessions at the foundation. And when there is a sort of awareness of hardness, yeah, then can we say that the best way is just let it be an object of awareness and don't think too much?
Can you select any citta to arise?
No.
It's conditioned.
But then we think, wow, there is a sati, and there is a way, no hardness. And
no understanding.
Is hardness more worthy object of understanding than thinking?
No, I'm not saying in that way. Whenever there is some kind of hardness.
Should it be known? Because it's samsara. Without it, see, without hardness, what's there? Nothing.
No. The
no visible object.
Mm. Yeah.
No sound,
yeah.
No rupa.
Then somehow I'm delighted with the fact that there was a sati, at least sati, which is aware of hardness as hardness. And then what is the right attitude at that moment is what I
yeah.
ask.
Think of just a moment. The moment of experiencing hardness is real. It's part of life and samsara. Without it, can there be samsara? Since it's there, it should be known as a characteristic of a moment, which should be known as not self, as just a reality, like other reality.
But I think that what he's saying is that when there is awareness of, if there is awareness of hardness, or when there is awareness of hardness, then he feels very delighted about that awareness, and
it's part and of samsara again.
That's another, just a moment of attachment, just another dharma. So that's why awareness can arise any time.
Question, what is the right attitude at that moment?
Yoga. Yeah.
What's the right thing at any moment?
Not to try and not have
Okay,
go on. Yeah. If one tries not to have
Asava is there, oka is there, and yoga is there. Panya has to work so hard. To just understand.
And the reason that dosa is not a yoga or an oga is because it's just conditioned by the attachment. So attachment is the
four asava.
The four is the asava. The
but I think what I've learned at this time is that being aware of Michadity is more important than being aware of. Sorry, it's me. Okay, but
don't be aware.
Than being aware of attachment.
Don't be aware.
Okay, sorry.
Let awareness arise.
What you're saying is that of all the akusla, Michadity is the worst.
And I think in these discussions, that's why Ajahn so helpfully points it out almost every time when we open our mouths. And that's why there's so few people who keep listening, because it takes a lot of courage to really develop understanding of all that Nichaditti.
More aware, more and more aware of how much akusala
that
we have.
Because you see that we have heard a lot about all dharmas are anatta, even right now, each one. But even such moment of just know that while one is sitting and listening to the dharma, sometimes it goes away. And at that moment, it is the beginning, just the beginning of seeing that it's anatta. Because before that, who knows? But the Sankhara Khanda develops enough just to begin with, knowing how come to be such moment different from that we don't think about before. Because now we change the object and attention and interest all the time, unknowingly. But when at that moment it's time to see, how come to have such story or thinking about other thing, it begins to understand the anatta-ness. But not certainly as so it's not me, but it begins just to begin to know the change or the way anatta is. It goes like this, very subtle, little by little.
Question, just before you said that Michaditi is blah, 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 than attachment, what did you say? Worse enemy? But even for those who do not know anything about Dhamma, yeah, they may be able to see some kind of unwholesomeness in anger and very strong attachment. Yeah, but it's somehow much harder to see sort of Michaditi. It's quite ugly thing.
It is, because only a Buddha can teach about wrong view.
And that attachment and anger that is seen is still all my attachment and my anger. It's so it's not really seen as it's not seen as Dhamma.
All other teachings may teach about kusala, but the kusala is taken for self. Only the Buddha can teach that kusala is not self. Kusala is not self.
I think Dao's question is, what is the danger of wrong view?
Was that your question?
Yeah, related question.
It will lead to more and more wrong view.
Mean that more and more strong clinging to self. Self is doing everything.
More
sila
paramasa.
And also more other forms of akusala, acha. Wrong view also leads to more other akusala.
People of other followings can develop kusala of all other kinds to very high degrees.